Tears trickle down my cheeks as they have done throughout the solemn and moving service. I dab at them with a tissue as my gaze remains resolutely fixed on the coffin laying on the catafalque. Katrina was the same age as me, but was always full of fun. Now she is cold and dead. It is terrifying. My guilt is manifest as I betrayed my friend by having an affair with her husband. The droning address by the vicar has passed me by. He reflects on the virtues of a woman he did not know. His words seem empty and do not capture the spirit and the vivacity of the woman I knew. My eyes leave the coffin and scan the congregation. The centuries-old church has sunshine flowing through the stained glass windows, which catch the swirls of dust driven into the air by the crowd of people. Everyone is somber. Now that the vicar has finished speaking, the silence envelops me and a chill ripples through me. My thoughts return to my betrayal. It haunts me that I succumbed to such deception. Somehow, the friendship I had enjoyed with Katrina was never the same. Probably because every time we met, I was consumed with guilt. Katrina and I had become friends over the past year when I opened my business in the same building as their successful holiday company. I will never forgive myself for deceiving her. Before Luke appeared onto the scene, my relationship with Katrina teetered at times as we fell out about trivial issues when we were drunk. She hated football, but I liked the game. We would shout and argue, but in the end, we would be united friends. Then Luke became a focus in my life.